anchored from the ceiling, hanging to the floor, was a chain-link fencing that swung down on a wooden hinge, securing the bar and refrigerator when the bar was cleaned at 6 in the morning each day. The door to the basement had a padlock to keep the liquor inventory safe. On the right side of the room was three wood booths with center tabletops. The Wurlitzer lighted jukebox was ready for a song by depositing a coin and selecting a song. The toilet was on this side of the room as well. The space between the booths and the bar was open and used as a dance floor for the patrons whenever the urge moved them. Billy didn't use the upstairs as living quarters. During the day, what was the dining room was used by railroad employees to eat their home-brought lunch. There was a table and several kind of chairs which by the employees used to eat their own lunch and have an alcoholic drink to wet the whistle. The kitchen had a stove and a coffee pot and some dirty coffee cups in the sink. Well-worn linoleum covered the floor. On the sink drain was a sugar box and dirty teaspoons.